Welcome to the Mind Over Matter podcast with Heather Hakes, where mindset is everything. Thank you for joining me for today's podcast. If you haven't yet, be sure to subscribe and leave me a review. This podcast is designed to help open your awareness to the truth of who you are, a limitless being. You are worthy and deserving of an abundant and prosperous life. It's time to peel back the false beliefs and live the life you dream about. For additional resources or to contact me directly, please visit my website, heatherhakes.com. Without further ado, let's dive into today's episode. Welcome to episode number 605. In today's podcast, I'm sharing with you five mindset shifts you can use to totally transform your life. Here's what I want you to know and why I preach about changing your mindset. Life is not happening to you. Life is happening through you. That's why when you change from the inside out, everything in your life changes too. Today, I want to share with you five mindset shifts that can completely transform your life. Now, I've gathered these over the years through the metaphor of golfing. I've been a golfer for more than 15 years, and I have fun with it. Like, I'm not good enough to take it serious. But I truly believe that golf is the best metaphor for life and the power of your mindset. So I want to break this down and share with you five mindset shifts that the game of golf has taught me and how you can put it into play in your own life to change your reality. So the first mindset shift I want to share with you is number one, you have to have a clear aim. Now, I have found that many people, and this may include you, don't even know what they want in their life. Here's the thing. If you don't know where you're going, you're never going to get there. If you don't know what you want, you're never going to get it. Pardon the interruption. If this content is resonating with you, please be sure to leave a 5-star review. I want to offer you some additional resources. Visit my website, heatherhakes.com, and sign up for my free video training on how to reprogram your subconscious mind. I also offer one-on-one coaching. I will help you create clarity and a roadmap so you can live the life you dream about. Best part? Everything I teach, you can start implementing right now. To learn more and apply, visit heatherhakes.com. Now, back to regular programming. So the first step is creating a clear aim. What do you want to have, be, do, and experience in this lifetime? So for example, when you're getting up to hit the ball, you have to know, where do you want to hit it? Straight down the green? Do you want to hit it on the fairway? Like, where do you want that ball to go? Because here's the thing, if you don't have a vision in your life and you don't know where you're going, then you're most likely to shank the ball and end up somewhere you don't want to be. So I highly recommend take the time, sit down. I even have a free assessment on my website called the Life Assessment. This can help you create clarity, create forward focus, because in order to create and have and be and do all the things you want in this lifetime, you have to know what it is that you want. The second mindset shift I want to share with you is about mental rehearsal. It's about visualization. How do you want the end result to go? So for example, we know pro athletes do this, right? Visualizing and mentally rehearsing plays in football or the track for Olympians or runners or whatever it is. Any successful person is spending time mentally rehearsing and visualizing how they want it to play out. Let me give you a prime opportunity. Two times every single day is when this would be most effective to mentally rehearse and prime your brain. The two times of day are first thing in the morning and right before bed. Why? This is when you are naturally in theta brainwave state. And guess what? When you're in theta brainwave state, your analytical mind, that door to your subconscious mind, opens. And now you can consciously choose through your conscious desires, imprinting on your subconscious what you want to express in your reality. So first thing in the morning, in that groggy state, when you're laying in bed, you can literally mentally rehearse and visualize how you want your meeting to go, how you want a sales call to go, how you want a date to go, whatever it is that you want. Take the time to mentally rehearse and prepare how you want it to play out. Years ago, I heard Phil Mickelson, who's a professional golfer, explain this precisely on a podcast. And that's what he shared. Every single time he gets up to hit the ball, he grabs the golf club and he mentally rehearses and visualizes and does a practice swing before he actually hits the ball. So I want you to put this into play. Step number two is all about that mental rehearsal and visualizing how you want things to play out. Step number three, and this one is extremely important, is that you have to be mindful of your self-talk. Here's what I find people do. When you are tripping yourself up and you're stuck in that negative thinking, self-doubt, beating yourself up, you are literally disempowering yourself. And what happens is you get stuck in this negative thinking feeling loop and feelings like frustration or impatience or overwhelm or fear or worry end up keeping you stuck in a rut. So step number three is about you have to stay mindful of your self-talk. You have to let go of what was and stay present and stay aware. This is about being conscious of your self-talk, being mindful of your thoughts and emotions. Because otherwise what happens is you fall into autopilot, you're living life by default, you fell out of the driver's seat of your life, and then life is just happening to you. So when you stay mindful and you are directing your thoughts and emotions on how you want your day to go, how you want your life to go, this is how you step into being a conscious creator of your reality. Step number four is about staying present. What I hear time and time again is people focusing on the past and dwelling on the past and what's not working and for months and even years on end. Now, if we get back to the game of golf, if you just hit the ball and shanked it to the left, no worries, let it go. Because if you don't, you're going to be beating yourself up. This is where the mindful self-talk comes into play. But you're going to be beating yourself up from your past swing and you're going to mess up on your next swing. And you could ruin the entire day and your entire golf game that day just because of one swing. So I just want to remind you, you have to stay present. Let go of what was. Don't worry about what's to come, but stay here right now. I love the saying, be where your feet are. So just remember that. Whatever you're going through in life, stop dwelling on the past. Don't trip about the future. Stay right here, right now. Focus on the controllables. How do you want this present moment to play out? Finally, step number five, this mindset shift to help transform your life is you have got to celebrate and have fun along the way. Celebrate your small wins, because when you are in a constant state of celebrating your small wins. So for example, if you're a YouTuber, you have a new subscriber, celebrate that win. If you're a content creator and somebody leaves a message or sends you a DM, hey, thank you, I really needed that. Celebrate those small wins. These are the little breadcrumbs. And the more you celebrate the small wins, the more wins that are going to keep coming your way. Because what happens is, by celebrating and focusing on the small wins, you are raising your vibration, you're raising your energy, and like attracts like. So when you're feeling good, you're feeling grateful, you're feeling happy, empowered, joyful, by staying in that vibration and state, you're gonna have more of that come your way. So I wanna wrap this up and summarize these five steps again, because I'm telling you, if you put these into play, you can completely transform your reality. So step number one, you have to have a clear aim. What is it that you want in your life? Step number two, mentally rehearse and visualize how you want things to play out. Step number three, you've got to stay mindful of your self-talk. Four, you've got to stay present, be where your feet are. And finally, step number five, celebrate and have fun along the way. Now, I want to hear from you. What was your aha? What is your biggest takeaway? And what are you going to apply and implement into your life starting today? I know that when you apply these to your life, even start with one of them, start with having a clear aim. Starting there alone can start the momentum and get you to where you want to be. Thanks for tuning into today's episode. I'd love it if you could leave me a review and remember to subscribe and share this episode with your friends. If you haven't yet, connect with me on the social platforms. You can add me on Instagram at heather.hakes and subscribe to my YouTube channel. I'll catch you on the next episode.